The rules of the workshop. In a connecting workshop, there are no more or less important. Everyone are equal and are extremely important. We do not negate. We do not fight. Rather, all we do is add. The true solution will not come from knowledge or the ability to speak. It will only come from the connection. Good luck.
First question, why is exile connected to the guide, to Rav? That if a student is exiled, his Rav is exiled with him. What is the connection between both? Please. What does it mean? Exile? What does it mean to exile his teacher with him? And opposed to that, what is called salvation?
Galut זה נקרא שכשמתאמצים.
Exile means that when we exert to connect according to Rav's words, and then we discover the hatred between us, the force of separation, and we're incapable of rising above reason and to execute Rav's words, and then we're in exile because we can't do it, so our Rav is in exile also.
Rav is what is revealed in the connection between us, and if we are separated, then we won't hear Rav.
And indeed, when we are separated, so even if there is Rav who says things, we don't really listen to him because he's there and we're here and we're all separated, we all stand on our own. And he's also separated and on his own, so he too is in exile.
It is written that you need to make the Rav. What does it mean to make it, to create it? Rav, what does he say? He talks about the quality of bestow. Rav is what's important. Bestow is what's important. If a person is in exile, he can't take into consideration the quality of bestow. That's why when in exile, this importance is not in him.
The negligence of the students in subjugation, devotion, and annulment towards Rav's words deviate them from the path. And then there is no one who can lead that herd of blind people, and they think that they're taking the right course, but they actually already deviated. They strayed away. And then they're walking in this space of exile and not in the path to salvation.
Why are the levels of entering Egypt and exiting Egypt is dependent on the importance of Rav? Why enslavement, exile, all their time in Egypt? Of Kabbalists who want to come to cling to the Creator, exiting Egypt and so on, receiving the Torah 40 years in the desert that they pass afterwards, and the relations between them, everything depends on the importance of Rav between them.
Getting into Egypt is because we connect according to how Rav is guiding us. This is the direction we took, and clearly that will be the result of it, that we will be in exile, and we can see that the Rav is exiled with them, so that inside the exile, once again, we will be able to get the importance of Rav words, and that's the only way to come out of exile. Otherwise, we'll be buried there forever. There is no way back. And from there onward, it is in order to get into the land of Israel.
Again, importance of the Rav, importance of the Creator. This is what we can give one another in every situation. In darkness, that's the only thing we can hold on to. On this path that no one has any idea how to advance in this path.
And to focus on that point, who is Rav? The Rav is the upper degree for me from the point where I am right now is like the Creator. So I have to connect to Him and do what He tells me to do. So everything depends on that. If that is not important for me, if the next degree is not important for me, so why should I go there? What do I have to... How can I advance if it doesn't motivate me to move forward?
Yes, Rav is the representative of the quality of bestow, and if I don't determine that this is the most important thing for me, to attain the quality of bestow, if from the start you don't have this importance, there's no entering Egypt, exiting Egypt, there's nothing. Importance is what determines everything.
Also, clinging to Rav and the importance and the greatness that we constantly work on, this is the basis of our path. This is the foundation, because this way, with great mercy, Rav brings the students to despair from their own forces. And if there is no greatness of the Rav, then they reach that despair as a result of external forces that push them from behind.
Meaning we can examine our situation towards Rav to the extent that how he's honorable, meaning the system, the method of correction, everything he teaches us and represents to us in our eyes. And this is how we can examine our situation towards Rav. We'll move another small step ahead. Is it possible? It's possible that Rav does an action by itself and rises himself a bit higher, and then we feel disconnected from him, meaning in exile. Or maybe we are added more of the desire to receive. So then we feel seemingly going downwards, and then we feel Rav moving further away from us. So exile can be through Rav moving higher and we are staying in the same degree, or we are receiving heaviness and lowering ourselves, and he stays in the same degree. How is it possible, these situations? How do we feel this exile? Exile from the Rav moving higher, or from us moving downwards? In what occasions does it happen like that, and what occasions does it happen like that? Let's think.
When we make an effort to unite, when we focus on the connection between us, then what we can feel is that Rav is rising and we stay in the same place seemingly. And when we go out to disseminate with the connection between us, then we feel that we have an additional avyut, coarseness, and then Rav stays in the same place.
The question is, there is two different situations. In what? It's hard to remember. Either Rav moves higher and we are staying in the same place, or we receive this heaviness and we move downwards. These are two situations. It's hard for me to recognize which is which and what is what. It depends on certain times of rising higher and decline. But let's hear each other. And
perhaps it depends on the state where I am. If I really make an effort in realizing, implementing Rav's advices, and I really invest and do exactly what I've been told to do, they tell us to go out and disseminate, so we disseminate, they tell us to do this, so we do that. If we would really be in such a state, then the next action that would happen in us, the way I see it, is that we would be given additional burden. That is the first state. If we're in a state where we don't do what we're told to do, so the only way for something in that system to cause a change is for Rav to drift away from us, and then that action happens from an external force that operates on us.
I'll just continue and say, if a person deals with connection, he reveals more and more how it's impossible for him to do it. To the extent that it's impossible for him to do it, he sees that he's in exile, away from this quality of bestow. If he doesn't put an effort towards connection, that's even more of exile, we can say. But you can say that if he's not putting an effort, then he doesn't find that he's in exile. It's exile unconsciously, like all of humanity is in exile, but they don't acknowledge it. Meaning, if a person doesn't connect, he has no determine. He can't determine exile and salvation.
I don't really know, but let's say this time, or 2 weeks ago, it was so clear that Rav simply started going, you know, and in one of the lessons I felt that he said, I'm moving forward, if you don't hold on to me. Well, there are special moments before going out to the public and advancing. It is so clear that Rav is taking us to a higher degree, and before such moments or events, where what this concerns us is the inner connection between us, then we reveal the burdening and the heaviness.
Creator is it revealed to us in Tetrishonot, the first nine. The point of connection is called Yesod, the quality of Yosef, the righteous, the Yesod of all the world. The connection between Tetrishonot, that the shattered souls are there, the connection is through the Yesod Sfira. So, that is why we have a few levels of connection between Malchut, Yesod, Group, and Rav, and afterwards to Tetrishonot. First of all, Yosef disappears, and then starts the enslavement. Right? Meaning enslavement is felt with when we don't know the greatness of Yosef, the greatness of Rav. And then there's this heaviness, it's impossible to connect. Where can we connect? We don't feel this groundwork. And then each and every one sees in a different direction. How do we start to connect back together from this shattering, from this exile? First action is that each and every one aims himself to the greatness of Rav, Yesod, and through the method, through orders that you fulfill from him towards connection. We come to connect, and through him we reveal Tet Rishonot. This is the same work that is in exile when we are scattered. Now, we are feeling some kind of exile. We're still further and far away from the 10 blows. But there is a heaviness of this exile. When we scrutinize more and more the area of our connection and the fact that we are unable to fulfill it. That Paro is basically exerting from us all our strength. What can we do? This is all the story of Egypt here. What do we fulfill in action? We heard Moti crying that he can't connect with others. He doesn't know what to do. That's exactly the people of Israel who built Pitom and Ramses, and they found that everything is swallowed by this ego and nothing sacred is created. He cries. How do we move on? Please.
דווקא כשכזה ציור יש לי כאילו שאנחנו בגלות שאנחנו
I have this picture in my mind that we're in exile and we're separated. So it's like everyone is in the sea, there's a storm. It's dark and we don't know how to advance except for this lighthouse. That is the common goal to all of us. Doesn't matter where we are and what we feel. This is what we all unite around. We all unite around Rav. We try to realize it in the connection between us, to reveal him there, which is a simple thing. We all need to nullify ourselves to see the friends as great and to feel the one between us.
So basically, there's a principle of our work. When we talk about connection between us, we don't try and work directly between us. We always take this third party, which is above us, Rav, Creator, quality of bestow, importance of the goal. There's always some kind of thing that is higher than us, bigger than us, that we connect to. On our way to connect to him, a new connection is revealed between us. And not when we try to connect directly with each other.
We have a special condition of being in this world. And what's special about it? Although I have no strength or desire, but I can do actions. Why? Because I'm inside an environment and the friends are doing action, so I can do it also, even without any desire, out of egoistic reasons. So all you have to do is do. And there is plenty to do. And the moment you go out, then the hearts are drawn after the actions. So you will also get a desire.
The fact that Yisod disappears and then the Malchut has nowhere to find itself. There's no importance of Rav, no greatness, there's no lack for it. And the deficiency we need to take from the lower ones, from disseminating to integrating, to gather more and more deficiencies, and then you feel this necessity also to one another and the upper one. You must have this, attain this thing that can connect you.
And we can also play between us the opposite state, the state we would like to be in.
The work in Egypt is in material and bricks. Chomer, material, is our will to receive, egoistic form, which separates us. And bricks, levenim, which we whiten. We bring it to in order to bestow. So all our work is it each and every time we bring material, chomer, and we widen it. Material that is widened. And Paro says constantly, don't give them anything. Don't let them gather anything, not material, not the whiteness. At first, we need to gather everything by ourselves. First stages, we have it on our own, but when we continue, we need to attain the material to correct them. The fact that it's added to the ego, I understand this is how they want to advance me. But the fact that I myself need to attain this material and then to widen it, that I can't understand. Please help me understand.
Let's help each other understand. I don't know, it seems to me that at first in the group we're given this awakening and we're working with one another and on unity, everything is nice, till you reach a point where you understand that we need to gather deficiencies to go out, to start working with the public, to get their deficiencies and bring them back here to the light that reforms, that will sort them out, that will whiten them.
At first, there's this time that a light bulb is lightened, and then you're full of energy, you run towards the campus, you want to fill yourself with material. I remember Campus 1, Lesson 4, Eli Vinuku entered as our teacher, and he said, just know, you are in a full tank of fuel, and it's soon going to empty. You need to find a way to fill it back up, only through the group. And then, I felt a necessity to connect to some group, and I think that's what we're talking about. At first, they give us this material, and then we can start building, but at some point, we need to connect between us, find a group that through that we can gather our deficiencies, and from there, we can truly continue our work.
There has to be a commitment towards someone. If you feel his deficiency, then you are committed to take care of him. Let's say, see on my wife, she has no desire to take care of her baby. She really suffers, but she does. She has no choice. She's committed by nature. So we're the same. The moment you go out, as I said, if you give lectures in the campus or take care of people's needs, we see that people are satisfied, they get strength from it. No one can resist that. The strength will immediately come.
This direction of the material that is ending, it's not to the direction of fuel, but these disturbances, these obstacles that we need to overcome in exile. It's like the story of this old person who walks around and looks for things on the ground.
It is written that Pharaoh took everything, including everything for himself. Everything was swallowed in him. He was pera, bad mouth, like he sucked everything that was there. And therefore, the people of Israel cried constantly that they couldn't do anything to bestow, because all their bestow eventually went down to Pharaoh, until they have reached a state where the measurement was revealed, and in strong hand, with great force, the Creator made a miracle that cannot be seen in advance, that can't be recognized, or you can't expect for it to happen. And then through this action from above, we exit the will to receive, but before that, we are in the 49 gates of impurity, meaning the work of Egypt, although they want to come out of it, we need to understand that everything is being swallowed inside the ego, inside the will to receive, and we nonetheless keep on going forward until the measurement of our exertion will be filled, and then the 49 gates of impurity will be revealed, and then the 58th gate, which is the Creator, will be revealed, which brings us out of Egypt. So how do we reach that? How do we hold on? What are we missing in order to do it quickly? Go ahead.
Necessity, our urge to fulfill the guideline, the orders that we receive from Rav. If we truly feel necessity to achieve it and to attain it through our connection between us.
Half a sentence, everyone. Do it quickly.
We're only lacking importance.
And then avut, mutual guarantee.
Yes, importance and avut.
Importance of the goal, not to stay with the ascents and descents, rather only to stick to the process.
We are going back to our places. I ask to go back and hear what we talked about during the day.